My name's Rick Swenson. I'm from the class 1972, and I'm going to share a story that, well, I hope it's not too embarrassing to anybody. I remember during my junior year, that would have been 1971, Mr. Cameron was still alive. Our school used to do exchange dances with some of the girls' schools that were in the vicinity. I believe Garrison was a girls' school, and there were one or two others, I don't remember. But it was a pretty big deal when the social committee decided that we would have an exchange dance. And the boys who wanted to go to this dance would sign up, and they'd have to give their age and their height. I guess those being the two key parameters for finding a suitable date on the other side of the gender line. And we would load up on the bus on a Friday night after dinner, and we would head off to this girls' school. And what I remember happening on several of these trips was 10 or 15 minutes into the bus ride, somebody would pull out a clipboard and a pen and basically announce that he was running a, what he called a, pig pot, thank you, pig pot. And he'd come down the line, and if you wanted to get into the pig pot, you would have to donate $1, and you'd get your name on the list. And basically at the end of the bus ride, you have 40 or 50 guys who'd all put $1 in the pot. So we're looking at a $50 lottery, so to speak. So we'd get off the bus, and some faculty member would call your name out, and one of the girls from the girls' school, her name would be called, and you'd shake hands in the middle of the sidewalk there and then head off into the dance. And as the two-hour dance unfolded, the fellow who had the clipboard and had the audacity, if you will, to begin this, would circle around the dance floor and would take a moment when he found you and your date, and he would size her up, and he would award to you a number from 1 to 5. A 1 being that you had an exceptionally pretty girl and you were unlikely to hold on to her for very long, but sometimes you might get a 2 or a 3. These were mediocre girls, you know, on the looks department. And then somebody might have someone who was on the edge of being ugly, if you will. It's not to put a pretty term on it. And you might ask the fellow doing the pig pot, what number do I have? What I got? And, you know, he would say, oh, I'm giving you a 3. And you might argue, no, come on, that's a 4 I got. And he would usually say, yeah, but you didn't see what Wally's girlfriend was looking like. So in any case, by the end of the dance here, whoever had the highest number, that is, if you had a 4 and no one else had a 4 and you stayed with this girl for the entire evening, you won the pig pot. That's my story. I haven't told that story publicly.
And he's sticking to it.
And I'm sticking to it. Bad or good, what you know what.
Well, I mean, it's a story about, you know, how the state of mind of how up we were.
Oops.
Well,
there you go. We just got that here, and we have to go back on that. Help me out here. You're more tech savvy than I am.
Maybe. Here. Let's see.
Let's press.